back to another episode of Talks with the Guys. We got Pat, aka Patty Cake Customs.
Swag, swag, swag.
We got Yas, aka Kalesis.
What's good?
We got Dom, aka OG Dommy.
Yeah, dig.
And Zavante, man, we back with another episode. Season 2. Episode
6666666666.
Triple six. Too many sixes. Chill.
Triple six.
We back at it, man. Better late than never. How y'all boys living?
Boy, I'm feeling better late than ever, you dig?
Tired shit.
You know, I feel like the man's out of hustle and flow, you know? It's hustle.
Huh?
You feel like you say you feel like the bitch off of Hustle and Flow?
Oh, no. I did not say that.
What'd she say? It's hard out here. Yeah, she tripping, bro.
No, Dom's tripping. Well, he just tried to accuse me of, bro.
I don't think he tried to accuse you, bro. I think that's kind of what you said.
That's what it sounded like you said, bro. That was my bad.
It's just a good day. It's a good life.
That was a cool little Saturday.
Was it?
Saturday. Ray did not have a Saturday.
You ain't had a good Saturday, bro?
My days just feel crazy off because of the holidays.
Bro, Christmas being on the Wednesday fucked up everything this week.
No, yeah, bro, that fucked up my days. I ain't gonna lie.
Bro, I told a customer today was Monday.
What? Yeah, his days are cooked.
Because I've been off work, though. So I was like, oh, yeah. I was like,
well, I was just telling my weekend type shit.
Tight, yeah, for real. I was cooked. I say, wait, nah, today's Saturday. Yeah, I've been off a little bit.
This also been one of the warmest December, bro.
It is kind of toasty outside.
Hot.
Well, right now, but you know we're gonna catch fucking snow and shit in fucking February, like every year.
Right. Doing that shit.
Yeah, for like 3 weeks, then it's gonna be hot as shit again.
The best 3 weeks, though.
Hell no, nah, bro. Niggas in Texas do not know how to operate in snow, bro.
Nigga, they can't drive for a fucking thing.
Bro, they close half of everything.
But niggas still be on the road, bro. It don't matter. Hey, don't shit be open and everybody be on the fucking road, bro.
Niggas that's be outside fault, in bro. Honda City.
Shit is
bald. No sun on the road, no nothing.
Bald tires.
Bald as hell. And Burroughs tires
nigga,
and shit.
Driving in snow and bald tires, that's just asking for death, nigga.
Bro, I bet you if you have like sometimes a truck or some shit, that bitch won't even move.
Jeez.
Unless you got that four wheel.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, four wheel drive, you still solid. Just you ain't stopping. Shit. You just not stopping. No, you can drive. You just ain't stopping.
You can drive
to
a
dike.
A dike? Huh? Did you say a dike?
A dike.
What's wrong with this nigga, bro?
Yes, bro.
Did you just say a dike for real?
What's wrong with this hustle and flow bitch, bro?
Bullshit.
I thought you said a little tyke looking at
no,
you're crazy.
Bro, what does that even mean?
What's wrong with you, bro? Is everything okay?
I'm just mad that Travis Hunter won the Heisman and his team got blown out.
What? They got what? Yo, they got what blown the out. Fuck is wrong with this nigga, bro?
Whoa, this nigga, what? They had their ass blown out, yes.
No.
Aside from the ass blowouts, why are you mad that he won the Heisman?
Well, Jensen should have won.
No, he shouldn't have.
Who?
The nigga that played for Boise that nobody fucking watches at all.
I ain't gonna lie. He got crazy stats. I can't cap. He got crazy stats.
Nah, his numbers are
crazy,
stupid.
Nigga, he goes to Boise.
Oh, God, he went to Boise. But, I mean, that nigga went to Colorado.
Travis went to Colorado.
Like, come on.
Nigga, that's Big 12.
That's Big 12 Power
they
5
They just
conference.
Became Big 12. Get the fuck out of here.
So, they still got to play.
They were
Pac-12
before. They are Pac-12 before.
Pac-12, dude.
Power 5. Ooh. Nah, they
Pac-12
are, for sure.
Pac-12 like Oregon and shit, bro.
Put a team whose overall Oregon. Team is better. They're in the college playoffs. Why did I give a person who's in college playoffs the Heisman?
Nigga, they didn't play nobody.
Who would Colorado play?
Nigga, they played a lot of people, bro.
Oh, no.
They got their ass whooped.
What's the state for Oregon?
They're Big 12. They're Big 12,
they're
though.
Big 12, nigga.
You said they ain't played nobody, though.
That was you.
They played one person, bro. They played one team.
So who did Colorado play?
I don't know they scheduled like that, man.
I don't know, but Travis Hunter was going stupid.
Stupid. And number one is that time. I give him that.
I just think he Jesse is busy, bro. He didn't.
See, fucking loser. You want a guy like that to win the Heisman? What did he do?
He can still break it.
What did he do?
He hasn't played his game yet. He can still break it.
Bro, they playing against Penn State, bro. He getting cooked.
But he have to run for like 300 yards.
Yeah, possible. You don't know.
No, I know, bro. I got insider scoop, bro. I got inside trader.
But they probably gonna lose to Penn State.
Ashton Jensen, my best friend. Type shit.
Type shit.
Man, I can't watch basketball no more, man.
Why not?
You say you can't watch what?
Basketball.
Is it basketball?
Why, what's wrong with basketball?
Like, I feel like it's too many threes and people be shooting.
Why, though?
I don't know. They're trying to be like Steph.
They were just celebrating Steph a couple years ago. Now they mad at the game.
You don't like threes, guys?
When you shooting...
No, I like my bitch to be six.
Yes, I don't like it.
You say you like your bitch what?
To be a six. I don't like threes.
Wait, what'd you say though? Yes, you cut out.
He said a six.
You said why you don't like threes?
Because I feel like some people don't need to take threes so much in the game, bro. Like sometimes a good shot is a mid-range shot.
You feel like, this is my question, though. This is my only question. You feel like there's anybody in the NBA that shoots threes that you feel like they shouldn't shoot threes?
There's a lot.
LeBron James.
Stop it.
Yes.
Stop it.
You said LeBron shouldn't shoot threes?
No.
What the fuck?
Smoking.
He shouldn't have to.
Bro, I mean, like, bro, this nigga is 40. What do you want from him?
Dunk everything.
Oh, God.
Hey, he's getting to it. Pause.
Wembanyama.
Mason.
Cooked.
Nigga, Wemby be cashing that bitch.
Nah, Wemby be hooping, for sure.
Bro, that nigga's a hooper. Bro, he's a French hooper.
Hey, you see the jersey swap he did with the 5-year-old? The jersey
that shit was fire. Hand, bro. All right, let me let this little nigga Dobby out.
This nigga. Being a fucking parent in the middle of a podcast. What the fuck's wrong with
you? That's crazy.
Fuck wrong with you, boy? Nah, but crazy take. James Harden really changed the game.
You said James Harden? Fuck on. Get the fuck
yes,
out.
Sir. Fuck niggas out. Was not shooting between really handling that shit. Step back threes before he did it. Call me crazy.
Only because the NBA allowed that bullshit ass travel to happen, bro. That's like fucking travel.
Hey, is that facts though?
Bro, it's a travel. It's just one move.
Bro, James Harden changed the game a little bit, bro.
Not even.
Niggas were not really getting like that before he was doing it.
What, the step back shit?
Step back threes? 2020? Niggas were not doing that shit back in the day.
Curry was definitely doing that shit first.
No, he was not.
First, oh my God.
He was glazing. Nah. He would shoot that John for sure. Like, he would shoot some crazy shit.
Devontae, be for real, bro.
Nah, that's facts. I'm definitely talking facts.
No, you're not. Right now, you're not. I know you're a guru and everything, bro, but be for real, bro. Curry been doing that.
Curry was definitely crazy threes, but, like, you're talking about, like, really just getting to cook? Nah, I don't think so.
Just because Harden dribbles 20 times before he shoot that hoe is better than two dribble move?
And then do a bullshit step back that's a travel.
Like, you saying he changed the game because he dribbles a lot?
I'm just saying he let niggas really get though.
How?
I don't think so, bro. Niggas been getting active, bro. That's kind of crazy. That's a crazy statement.
Hey, all right. When we were in high school, when niggas get like really getting active like that?
What the fuck? Yes.
Shooting step back threes?
Bro, Durant been doing that shit.
No. I'm saying, like, when
Melo been hezzy pull, nigga. Like, what are we talking about?
Nah, not like that.
Melo's in the ordinary. Love Melo's in the ordinary.
No, Carmelo. Nah, I'm talking about Carmelo.
Carmelo wasn't shooting threes like that.
Nigga, what?
Carmelo was a mini-god, but nah. Not threes.
Okay, threes, like the volume and everything has changed, nigga, but you said you changed the game, like niggas getting in a bag. Like, that's a crazy statement.
All right, name niggas before
This nigga basically like, just said niggas wasn't getting hoopy until Harden started hooping.
No, 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 that's not what I'm saying.
Crazy Clay.
That's not what I'm saying. Who was shooting threes like the way he is now? But back then, who was doing it?
Reggie Miller.
Nigga Curry did it first. That's what I just said.
Reggie Miller. Stop, bro. Reggie stop.
You're Reggie wild. Miller.
Reggie was a catch and shoot nigga. Stop it.
Hey, but he was putting them bitches up in
volume.
I ain't
gonna lie, bro. You're really wilding with that Curry.
But you're,
shit, bro.
But you're talking about, like, put the ball between your legs. Dribble, pause.
Curry.
Pause. Like, get busy. Dribble, step
bro,
back.
Nigga,
look at
you acting like. You acting like this nigga Curry was coming off straight elevator screens.
I mean, if you really want me to speak,
I'm gonna tell you,
whole and-one mixtape crew was doing that shit. So what are we
but
talking
that's
about?
League. We're talking about, come on, nigga. We're talking about league, nigga.
Them niggas getting paid. That's professional.
We're talking about, all right, nigga. They not getting paid M's. Like how James Harden getting paid M's. Come on,
either
bro.
Way, Chauncey Billups was
doing
that shit, nigga.
No.
Kobe was doing that shit, nigga. Like, stop the bullshit, bro.
No.
Oh my
come
god.
Come on, bro. At a crazy level.
Come on. Bro, the volume of threes definitely went up, bro. But it's not.
You're not naming
niggas.
You saying
niggas wasn't getting their bag until Harden started doing it. That's what you said. Verbatim.
Niggas get to it now.
Oh my gosh. Cause of Harden?
Hey man.
I got a question for you. So niggas just wasn't getting in their bag until Harden started doing it? That's what
I'm saying from the three.
That's what you said.
Yeah, facts.
Oh my gosh, bro. That's insane.
Name niggas that were really getting to it from the three before that. Name it.
Nigga.
Name it.
Okay, are you saying a volume thing or are you saying
I'm saying getting busy.
Because you keep
like
changing
this.
What you're saying.
No, I'm not.
Nigga.
No, I'm not.
So you're saying that Curry was not getting busy from the three before Harden?
Like how he is? No, definitely not.
And so you're saying because he dribbles more?
I'm saying really dribble that bitch, getting busy, shooting it. No, niggas is not doing that. No.
That's crazy.
From the three, no.
That's crazy. So Curry was just straight catch and shoot is what you're saying?
Kyrie has a very iconic shot, but no.
So you're saying Curry was just straight catch and shoot?
No, I'm not saying he's straight catch and shoot. No, not like how
so
James was doing it.
What are you saying?
No.
So you're just glazing. Just keep it up, bro. You just glazing.
Nah. Mm.
You just like his bag. Just say that.
I'm just saying he changed the game. He changed it. He changed the game.
I don't think. I don't know.
I agree to disagree. He changed it.
I just don't see how he changed the game.
Because nobody else was doing it.
But we just said a nigga that was doing it.
No, not. Oh, James Harden is not no catch and shoot. Nigga, never has been. No.
Get the fuck out of here.
No.
So he wasn't getting catch and shoot when he was the third man on the roster?
Six,
stop
man.
Sucking dick right now. For
six,
real.
Man,
you blazing.
Nah. After that, no.
Hey, Manu was doing it?
No.
Oh my gosh, no. You blazing.
He's not shooting threes like that.
He didn't shoot as many, but niggas definitely been doing that shit.
No.
Bro, you're really glazing right now. You're glazing.
We gotta change topic because it's not even close. This nigga's number two. Almost number two.
Bro,
because
he shoots more threes. I'm not taking that away from him, but you're saying he was the only nigga doing shit like that. Like, no, nigga.
Nah, I got it.
The only thing that he changed was he allowed niggas to travel.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Nah, stop it. Niggas
keep it. Avante, be for real, bro.
That shit is they travel.
Nobody was traveling on a three-pointer.
I don't know. Looks like good work to me. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're just glazing, bro. Just say that. That shit crazy, bro.
I don't know if they call it a lot.
Hey, just keep it a buck, bro.
Do they call it a lot?
I'm not a referee.
Niggas said,
bro.
Do they call it? Bro, Fonte style. We know that shit is a fucking travel.
Hey, I don't know. We know, but do the refs know? I don't know.
Get the fuck out of here.
I don't know. Niggas scored a lot of points like that.
I ain't taking it away from him, but your statement is just blasphemous, brother. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey.
Like, insane blazing.
Niggas really wasn't handling that whole that. That's all I'm saying.
So are you saying they just wasn't handling it like that?
Like,
you gotta pick a topic, bro.
Like how he was doing it? No. I'm sorry. No, they weren't.
Bro, I don't think there's anything different about this nigga besides the volume.
Okay. All right.
And
I said agree to disagree. That's it.
But he got a nice bag, dog.
See, fuck
with Harden.
This bag's weird.
I fuck with every nigga that travel, honestly. Like LeBron, Harden.
LeBron travel for real.
Curry.
Not really no more though. I feel like he cut out. Nah, Luka don't travel, bruh. That's a perfect bag.
Oh my god. Blazy.
So Luka got a perfect bag, but James Harden Blazy doesn't. Come on, man.
When the fuck did I say James Harden didn't have a perfect bag? All I said was that he didn't change the game. I said he got a nice bag, nigga.
Hold on.
You're just glazing, and I'm just not gonna glaze with you, bro. Like that's just that.
Yeah, James Harden glaze is kind of crazy.
Ain't he a two-time MVP?
Not one
time. One. The game went two. That nigga.
Damn,
is,
not you.
That nigga is. Too, that nigga is
not
baby.
He's flaming. That's not glazing.
He baby what?
That nigga. No, nah, not baby. That nigga is Dame Lillard senior. Nigga got three accolades to show for.
I don't know. Stop. MVP is a very prestigious award, my guy.
No, don't get me wrong. What else he got to show after that? Way? Two scoring titles.
He's like top. Probably, he's probably like top five triple doubles.
Nah, he's not.
No, he's not. I don't think he is. Nah.
50-point triple doubles? 60-point triple? All right, man. We're talking.
Okay, but let's be for real, bro. First of all, he played for Mike D'Antoni, and they have no fucking body on him. Oh, my
God. That's what I'm saying, bro. This nigga has three, like, core accolades to show for.
Hold on, one more time.
Nigga, Dame Lillard senior,
his bag is crazy, though. But it was just, like, a perfect situation for him. Like, you know what I'm trying to say?
Bro, come on, man. A 60-point triple double is nuts.
No, don't get me wrong. This shit is definitely crazy.
You ever had 81 points?
What? Let me say my favorite phrase. I'm talking about what has this nigga done for me lately?
Hey, James Harden is
poop. Oh my god, bro! All right, this nigga all right, is go watch. Cool, bro.
Hey, bro, if you ain't been watching hoops, man, it's cool, man. Damn. I understand, OG. Old head.
No, I can't cap. The NBA season has not impressed me this year, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Nigga's been hooping here.
Go look at Jokic. Jokic's going stupid.
He's trying to give Russ that fucking ring. They said that.
Hey, man.
I ain't gonna lie. Russ get a ring, bro. I'm fly to fucking Denver, nigga.
I'm gonna go crip walk.
If Jokic win the ring, we
can anyway, he don't. The podcast.
I'm still gonna fuck around and crip walk. Fuck it.
If he don't, I'm gonna take out James Harden knees.
Jesus,
taking a nigga knees is crazy.
That's crazy. God. And you're doing what?
He said he taking them out. I think you're freaky.
Take his knees out to the club. You feel me?
What the fuck?
I said his knees.
Nah, nigga. That's not
don't try to spin this around.
You said you trying to do what? Yes?
Yes. What the fuck did you say?
No.
You said you want him to spin around.
No, I said.
You freaky ass.
Whoa.
That shit is crazy.
Nah, I wanna revisit something. I just have a question for Yas. It's not nothing crazy, I swear. I'm not about to troll. I'm not.
Yes, he is.
So I have a serious question. It's about the Heisman statement that you made earlier. So do you think, like, how should I word this? So when you say you think that Janty should have won, are you also saying, because I feel like it's two separate statements, are you also saying you feel like Travis Hunter should not have won?
Before he answers that, you know how you got MVP in the NFL, NBA, right? I thought Heisman is strictly stats, or am I missing something?
I thought too. Apparently not.
I don't know what the exact breakdown is for
it. But I thought it was typically stats.
But he won AP Player of the Year as well.
If you're saying specifically stats, Travis Hunter was elite at everything he played.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
You came into the conversation too late, Avante.
No, I heard you.
That's not what I'm saying at all.
No, but he's saying, like, what is the Heisman entail? Like, when you look up what is the Heisman, like, what does that say?
I thought it was strictly stats. I thought it was, like, who has the better overall stats.
I don't think it's off of that.
Bro, if you look at past winners, I swear to God, it's based off stats.
Top 10 or everything.
No, because, hold on, my bad, yes. Melvin Gordon had a better year than Gentry did, and he didn't win it. Oh, Melvin Gordon was right, a dog right. in college, and he had better stats than him.
Hey, I got another one for you too, about
that. At a better conference, and definitely didn't win it.
Christian McCaffrey didn't win it either, bro.
Christian McCaffrey, that nigga was at a small conference too.
What year? Pac-12. What year was that?
Pac-12 is a beast.
What year was Christian McCaffrey?
I think like I don't even want him to speak.
Now, what school did he go to, Avante?
He went to Stanford. But Melvin Gordon was at a Big Ten school.
Wisconsin.
But he put up a stupid amount.
So like, it really just depends on what you go off of. Like, what Travis Hunter doing, it probably won't happen again. I would say.
Yes, it will, bro.
I don't know.
Bro, you telling me Christian McCaffrey had better stats than Derrick Henry? I'm sorry. That's hard to believe.
But Derrick Henry went to Alabama.
He had better stats than Derrick Henry that year?
No, for real. I think he did. Like,
no, hold on.
You're talking about Alabama. No, he really did.
That don't mean shit, bro. There ain't that many motherfuckers from Alabama that had the Heisman.
I was just watching a video about that shit. Christian McCaffrey, he had better stats than that.
But they looked at the Pac-12 like on some weak shit.
It is kind of though.
Yeah. But they look at the Midwest.
But you're talking about they're
it is though.
Wait, y'all niggas are just fucking dick riding the fucking Pac-12. I don't hear that shit.
Nah, but it wasn't at the same like.
That wasn't like Oregon, USC. I don't think so. Was it?
Nah. I'm saying like at that president's, nah. Like how they look at it, nah.
Like it's different.
Cause McCaffrey was definitely cold.
No, he was cold.
But nah, saying, the only though, well, like, my fault before you finish that. Nah, the only stats that McCaffrey had better was receiving yards. Other than that, rushing yards, Henry had him beat.
By how much?
By fucking like 100 yards.
Okay, yeah. See, but that's
not
that's like,
definitely that's. Touchdowns. SEC football was definitely tough back
but
then.
But touchdowns, too. He had 23 touchdowns in the season. McCaffrey had – it didn't say. Let me see.
Yeah, it probably wasn't close.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't think he had 23. McCaffrey a dog. Don't get me wrong. But, yeah.
Nah, but Derrick Henry in college was a
bro, it's like the shit about the Grammy I'm talking about. It's like, hey, look who won the Grammy and look at who they had to go up against. Like, it's a difference, bro. It really is a difference.
Nah, that is facts, though. That is facts.
But like Travis Hunter, isn't he like top five in DBs and receiver stats?
Yes.
No, top
yes.
ten. No,
yes.
no, it wasn't top five. Dude.
Okay, but if that's the case, then yes. Then if you
efficiency, in efficiency, he's definitely top five.
I never see somebody give somebody a award for snaps, versus snaps. Come on, bro, that's the same to me.
No.
Bro,
what we're saying,
he had 14 touchdowns.
But no,
he had 14 touchdowns on offense.
But listen, to this you got to understand on, the bro. Concept of it, though. Yes, if we go back to the continuity of the Heisman being strictly stats, which I believe that's what it is, then if he's playing both sides of the field and he's top in the nation on both sides, you kind of got to give him that.
Think that's elite.
No, but
elite.
That was my
yeah.
question.
Wait. But, yes, okay, you're saying he's top 10. Who the fuck else is doing that?
Nobody.
That's a good question.
Or somebody who led the whole college nation and first and everything in rushing.
On one side of the ball, yes. That's cool.
Yeah, this nigga's a playmaker on both sides of the ball.
Like, don't get me wrong, yes.
Like a real factor.
Because he didn't show that when it mattered when he played Kansas. When he needed to win, when he played other teams, he got cooked other teams.
I ain't gonna lie, Kansas is trash.
He didn't get cooked, though.
Nah, he was balling against Kansas.
Kansas
he
trash.
Didn't get cooked. They lost because of their own line. He didn't get cooked. Shador getting sacked. That's what it was.
Team overall, I watched that game. Don't play a part to your Heisman, too.
I'm just saying
say
that. Like,
what'd you say, yes?
So your team overall record doesn't play a part of the Heisman too.
No, fuck. It's stats, yes. It's stats. It's individual stats. You can have the worst team in the fucking.
I think you could take it into account.
Nah, I don't think so.
But at the end of the day, like
undefeated. We're back to that notion, right? Alabama was undefeated. Stanford lost like one game.
I'm not sure about that.
Yes, go look it up.
But I ain't gonna lie, I feel like I don't know. Like these niggas, even though they lost today, these niggas was in the Alamo Bowl, bro.
They should have been a college playoff team.
I mean, they was on the bubble. It's a lot of niggas that didn't make it to the playoffs this year.
So the Heisman winner is a person who didn't make the college football playoffs.
I mean, like, let's...
Has that ever happened, though?
Probably. I believe so. Well, I mean, college playoffs, that's something new. So, still fairly new.
But I'm saying, like, yeah, so when they go in there and they get their ass beat by Penn State, what's the difference for real?
We're talking ifs. It hasn't happened yet.
I said when.
All right, so listen to this. Travis Hunter, in the 2024 season, had 92 catches, 1,152 yards, and 14 touchdowns.
Sheesh.
He was one of only two receivers, that had 90 catches, 1,000 yards, and 10 touchdowns. On defense, he had 32 tackles, which really isn't a lot. He had 4 interceptions and 11 pass breakups. He played on defense an average of 57 snaps per game, which is more than most teams.
Hey, you disagree, do agree. I'm not changing how I feel. He should have won that bitch.
No, I'm not saying. Oh, so okay, you just answered my question.
But it is too. I can't understand. So you got. I can understand. Yeah, I stand on it because I guess Heisman is more so looked at offensively. But there have been defensive winners, yes. But it's very subtle. I think it's only been like 3 in the history of the Heisman. So I mean,
Woodson was the last to do it.
You kind of got to give him that. You kind of got
from Michigan.
And when was that? That was a long fucking time ago.
I think it was like the 90s, if I'm not mistaken.
That's what I'm saying. Shit, I don't even think it was the 90s. I'm looking at the 90s right now.
Nah, he was the 90s. Charles Woodson? Was it Charles or Darryl Woodson? I'll get that mixed up.
Yeah, no, Charles Woodson, 97, yep.
Yep.
So yes, yeah, like I'm saying, when you have a player that's coming out that defensively is top in the nation, and then you turn around and you say, wait a minute, offensively, he's also top in the nation, you kind of got to give him that.
I don't know.
I was like, really just asking because, like, you know how, like, you could think somebody deserves the award, but that don't necessarily mean that you don't think the nigga that won
should have won it.
Yeah. Wait, I mean, he answered my question.
I feel like it's dope, though. I feel like that was cool. That's a crazy year, though, honestly.
No, yeah,
for both of them to be, like, kind of neck and neck. I think, pause.
That's crazy.
But I think it is crazy, though, like, because Gentry don't do no, like, social media shit like that. That's, like, on the level that Trav does. So it's still, like, that's a good conversation, in my opinion.
My question is, what is this nigga going to play when he get to the NFL? He ain't going to be on both sides of the
ball. I think he's going to go to wide receiver.
They're saying cornerback. They're saying corner, but we're going to see,
he's
I guess.
He's better at wide receiver. Go look at the stats.
His stats are crazy at wide receiver.
That's what I'm saying. He's better at wide receiver than quarterback. I don't know if they're going to do it. Oh, that's what I want to see, though. Like, I'm rooting for this guy. He's going to be in
the Man, half y'all don't even got girlfriends.
No, because I think he's a better receiver, bro. I go lie.
I'm going to shut the fuck up. Yeah. I feel like that's crazy, though.
You know James Winston won the Heisman as a freshman? I did not know that shit.
Yeah, he was going bonkers.
That nigga was
balling. Oh, Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, Johnny Manziel, too. That shit was crazy.
He was a redshirt, though.
Nah, that shit don't matter.
That counts.
That's not still a crazy. A redshirt freshman is crazy.
That's even worse. Like, bro, I didn't even meant to play.
I think like 5'10".
Like, I just got thrown out here in the field.
Nigga, short king, ain't it?
Tie shit.
That's actually average human height for a man.
Bro, it was like a fucking 10-year span of quarterbacks winning, bro.
Nah, for sure. Like they love quarterbacks.
It's like a quarterback. Yeah, it's a quarterback award for the most part, low-key.
Not because
like they have the best chance.
Well, fucking college quarterbacks have some crazy stats. Like,
yeah, that's what I was about to say. They have the best chance, bro. Like, but I ain't gonna lie. That Dylan Gabriel nigga, I feel like he shouldn't have even been running.
Nah, he shouldn't have. Not stats wise. He got the number one team though.
That's why I just put him. I think that's why I just put him on.
Because Cam Warden and Shador went like crazy.
That's fucked.
I'm talking about Cam or Shador.
I think they gonna win now, Loki.
Oregon?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
They got a solid team. I'm going for Texas.
You said what?
I'm going for Texas.
What round is it right now in the playoffs?
Who do y'all play again?
We'll play
Arizona State.
Oh, you better hope that nigga, what's his name, Skatebo?
The running back? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but you better hope that nigga don't go crazy. You lucky the receiver broke his collarbone.
Players, I don't know. We can get a belt.
Nah, but then after that, y'all just gonna get spanked by Georgia again.
No, don't say that.
Y'all on this side of the bracket?
I think so.
I'm finna look it up right now. I'm finna look it up.
That nigga's love over
y'all. Y'all play fucking Arizona right on Wednesday, some shit like that?
We played them on January 1st, Wednesday.
On New Year's? That's tough.
Yes, sir. That's tough as fuck.
Man, just let Archie play, bro.
Thank you, bro.
Nah, they gotta let him chill till next year.
Stop it, bro. Don't talk about.
I don't know. He might have four more years of eligibility. How many?
If he goes out there and goes crazy, if he goes out there and stinks it up, then what y'all gonna do?
Yes.
Not gonna happen. Never gonna happen, bro. He's a manly. Stop it.
No, he played a couple, Dom.
He's not gonna get no redshirt year.
Bro, he played the first like 4 weeks and led them to 4-0.
Oh, yeah. So y'all
he did not play that many games.
Yes, he did.
He did play at least, from what I know, he played 4 or 5 games, for sure.
Y'all should have let that nigga save his eligibility.
This is my team we're talking about. Stop it. Please, stop it.
Y'all should let that nigga save his eligibility, bro.
A team that can't beat Georgia.
Not for real. It's a waste of a year.
That's the only team, though. That's the kryptonite. I don't care what else they have.
Nah, y'all lost to somebody else, didn't y'all?
Yeah.
It was bullshit, though. We beat the teams we needed to beat, bro. That's all that matters. We beat Oklahoma. We beat A&M.
You lost to Georgia, Nick.
He said we beat the team we needed to beat.
Nigga said A&M. Be for real, bro.
Bro, it's crazy. SMU is in the fucking playoffs.
They got that.
They got cooked.
Preston Stone. Nah, he don't even start, apparently.
He's going back. He'll be there next year.
He's a sophomore, right?
Well, he's about to transfer that bag.
Nah, I don't think he's gonna transfer. He's been there for at least 2 years.
No.
And he about to be a starter.
If the team 10 M's right now, would you transfer?
Bro, Archie started 2 games this year.
No, but he's played.
It don't matter the starting. It's how many games
he played.
Yeah. I think you get like 3 or 4.
Damn, he played way too many games. Yeah, he tripping.
I told you.
He don't watch football.
Why would they do that? Why would he play them games when he could have just sat out?
Because he won the ball, bro. He was awesome. And the Vice to look at.
I guess.
But
if you're
riding the shit out of him, I can't cap out here.
No, thanks. I already know they do.
Come on, bro. He's a GOAT.
They say he's a GOAT.
Free Archie.
Free Archie is crazy.
Bobby Lyon, bro.
He said free Archie.
He at the right school. He's going to win a national championship with him.
Well, you got 1 year.
I feel like we got 3.
You think he's going to do all 4 years?
Yes.
Nigga, what?
He might.
His dad did it.
He might.
His uncle did it.
He's not his uncle, bro. Right.
He's better.
His potential is a little higher.
Bro, who the fuck is this that just joined?
That's Los. That I told y'all, picture, bro.
Man, I knew it.
Scorsese.
That nigga know he on mute.
He probably talking his shit right now, too. Crazy, man.
Talking to mute.
They said you was asleep, bro.
No, nah, Bakke said that. I didn't say that. Snack, bro. I'm hurting.
You said what?
I'm half asleep. I'm trying to go get a snack real quick. I'm hurting.
What the fuck?
Hey, we on the pod, bro. Say what's up, bro.
What's good, world?
Who are you?
Who is you?
Say your intro, nigga. What you mean?
I just told you. I just said it.
Man, cut him some slack, boy. Sick, bro.
Yeah, I don't know, man. You're being cruel right now, bro.
Nigga, need a soup and a hot tea. Nah, you sound.
Why'd you get sick?
Still sick.
Damn.
It's ever since he released the name of his tape, bro.
Damn.
It's been like shit.
Hey, just
that. Nigga, Barry.
Sick as y'all, man.
Who?
He said, "Who?" That's crazy.
Probably Pat.
What the fuck?
Huh?
Excuse me. Yeah, yeah. What's wrong with you, bro? Why are you like this? I need
what are
an
you
explanation
talking about,
in MLA
bro?
Format.
MLA.
Hey, now say now, nigga. I'm that man.
Hey, yeah. So what was your GPA in high school?
After I'm giving a fuck, so I say like 2.7. Yeah, I don't really stop giving a fuck.
There's a time where he asked you to wear glasses at school, and then he stopped wearing them bitches, you know?
I'm broken.
He's being that's reckless, little nigga, man. A wild
God,
nigga.
God, I was, bro. I really was, bro.
I really was, bro.
That was wild.
Hey, Pat, what was your GPA in high school, bro?
Boy, I don't fucking know. Probably
1.2.
Nah, it's probably like a 1.3. I probably had like a legit C. Like, it's probably like a 1.7, bro. I did not give a fuck about high school.
Avante, what was your GPA in high school? What was your GPA in college, Pat?
I know freshman year I had a 3. And then sophomore year, I think I had a 3 again. And then junior and senior, I just didn't give a fuck. I think I barely fucking squeezed out those last 2
years.
Still graduated.
Avante, what was your GPA in high school, bro?
In high school, it was probably like a 2.01.
What was your GPA in college?
In college, it was like 2.9, almost 3.0.
Oh, that's actually kind of good, bro. No,
I shouldn't have graduated high school, though. So
you say you shouldn't have graduated? It's crazy.
Yeah,
nah, I shouldn't show up, bro.
Nah, I shouldn't have. Definitely shouldn't have.
Nah, you just had to show up, bro. High school is just like a. Participation award, yeah.
No, I'm definitely. I'm telling you, no, it definitely should not have been.
Now, some of the niggas who graduated should have never graduated.
I'm one of them.
Who?
I'm one of them.
Nah, I can't say no name. I can't say no name.
Bron,
but I got a couple.
I forgot we on the pod.
I'm being honest. So I'm not capping. No bullshit. I should not have graduated.
What was yours, dog?
I think my shit was like high. It was like low key, like 2.8, 2.9, 3.0 type shit.
Oh my God. This dude was supposed to be a Baylor dude. No, it wasn't. His shit was higher than that.
No.
What a nerd.
It wasn't higher than that, I promise you. Because my thing was, I used to get A's on my tests, but I didn't do my homework.
Yeah, I ain't give a fuck about homework either.
Hey, man, I ain't either. I'll tell you.
Homework's corny, bro. No cap.
Says Quinn.
Hey, any kids listening, do not do your homework, man.
I used to
what? You cannot tell kids that. What the fuck?
Hey, nah, kids, do your homework.
Just do what you're told. Do what you're told every time.
Just do your homework.
As far as your elders.
If you got work, get it done.
Thanks. There you go. That's good advice, Los.
Mine wasn't good advice.
That was terrible, actually. The fuck?
You say he was crashing out, and you tell him to do the same thing you was doing, bro?
Crashing out of here ain't bad.
Listen to me, everybody. I shouldn't have made it, but don't do your homework.
Hey, just because I didn't make it doesn't mean you can make it.
Not fast, you know. That's it's case to case. I might not have did my homework in past, but you might not be able to do the same thing.
Don't be me.
We might have to cut the podcast off right there.
Be better than me.
I don't even want to do an outro because that should be ended right there.
Why?
That's terrible advice. Yes, is trying to get niggas out of there.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, it's rebuttal, bro. What's your rebuttal?
Don't. Actually, don't. Shut up.
That nigga said, don't do your homework, guys.
We'll have to do a real outro. We're just going to end it right there. Thank y'all for tapping in with another episode of Talks with the Guys. This nigga is criminal.
Walt just got here, bro. He's been sick, bro.
And then you put in some bad fucking advice like that? Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Shitting me? I can't believe this is the advice, bro.
Is you shitting me?
Wait, how long did we pod for? That shit was fast.
Was it?
We're not done, bro. I mean, we got 40 minutes, but...
Avante,
bro. Okay, my bad,
man. Don't listen to him, bro. He shouldn't have made it. Remember that. He shouldn't have made it.
Nigga should not did his homework.
Really, I shouldn't have, so I'm going to shut up.
Everything that's meant for you is meant for you, bro.
First nigga threw a temper tantrum because his girl didn't buy him a PS5. He broke her kid's toys.
What?
Shut up,
man. I haven't seen that shit.
Make this shit up, bro.
That's a real nigga.
That's petty.
No, that's a real nigga.
That's actually crazy.
What are the extents you would go
y'all do
for,
that?
For the things that you want in life? You know what I'm saying? He just really wanted, bro.
That'd be funny.
Damn. Nigga still went on a PS5, bro. It's crazy.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. 2024 just now getting a PS5 is insane. Yes.
Hey, what if he just had
his head? Right, wait. You just shot at me.
Wait, is it his kids?
No.
No. I had to make sure. That would be crazy.
He probably bought the toys.
He said, nigga, I didn't get where I wanted. Y'all not getting what y'all.
Nobody getting gifts around here.
That nigga was great.
You said nobody getting dicks around here. What?
Yo, what the fuck?
This nigga ass is wilding.
I did not say that.
You gotta relax. Bro, imagine buying games for a console you do not even have. That's nuts.
Hey, you think there's niggas out there that got PS5 games with no PS5?
Bro, you didn't see they did that to that little white boy on Twitter?
No.
Bro, that nigga was opening up PS5 gifts and he didn't get a PS5.
Oh no.
They said Granny got an adapter. He's all want an adapter.
Oh no.
I'll probably lose it. I ain't gonna lie.
So you got the accessories on PS5.
Nigga, I'm a kid. Bro, I traumatized the whole family, bro. I shove a disc up my ass.
What the fuck? You can't even do that.
You wanna bet?
I don't, but you cannot do that.
You better break into the pieces.
Like I said, I traumatized the whole family. Game over.
Yeah, bro,
that's nigga, that sucks.
Nigga, prostate cancer.
Without the disc breaking in half, bro, that'd be crazy, right?
What the fuck?
No, that regardless, that shit would be. Fuck.
And I'm talking about putting it the flat way.
What?
Like how you insert a CD for real? This nigga is a criminal.
And then the controller follow afterwards.
Bro, y'all ever seen that show where it was like the craziest reasons why people go to the hospital and shit like that.
Nah, I know what you're talking about. It's a different one. Yeah. I know what you're talking about, Dom.
It's like real life footage of the emergency room. It'd be like crazy ass shit, bro. Bitches be putting cucumbers up their ass, all types of shit.
No, not even that. A grown man had like a 14-inch dildo stuck up his ass.
Matter of fact, bro, remember whenever, I think it was Steve-O, right? No, which one of them niggas put the race car in their ass?
It was Steve-O. It was Steve-O. And they x-rayed it. Was it? Okay. Oh, and they x-rayed it, and they found that fucking...
Yeah.
They said, what's that around it? It looks like a condom.
No, for real. Bro, them niggas is doing the wildest shit.
No, when they launched Steve, I'll never forget when they launched Steve on that porta potty on that fucking on that slingshot.
Oh yeah, that shit was crazy.
Nigga, I'm sorry, you can't pay me enough for some shit like that. Let me rephrase that. You could, but like,
bro, he was on drugs,
bro. The porta potty, you know how gross that is, nigga.
He was geeking.
Nah, that was the third one.
That nigga was off the whippets, bro.
Bro, but this is what you gotta realize, bro. At some point, you gotta breathe. It's just no shit. Facts. It's just shit. You just smell nothing but shit.
At this point, you just kill me.
And it wasn't just human shit in there. They put like cattle shit.
Bro, they put all types of shit in there.
Bro, that nigga ate a cow patty.
I remember that. The dry cow patty. The nigga drank beer afterwards.
Nigga, what?
Oh man,
that's gross.
Them niggas, not only did this nigga put a car in his ass, this nigga Steve-O chugged the beer out his ass.
When they kids turn 20, they kids should revive Jackass.
Yo, I don't know. I feel like it would be different now.
It'd get canceled quick.
Nah, yeah. I don't think they would do the same shit. They probably wouldn't be able to do the same shit.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But like, I feel like I don't know.
You can't take it as far.
Like that was. That was real entertainment back in the day. Now that's like humiliation shit.
What do you mean by that, Pat?
What do you mean? Took it too far?
Yep. Sure did, buddy. All
right, I gotta give.
Remember we rented that hoe from the movie store, bro.
The worst mic award goes to Avante.
I don't know. Yeah, shit kind of cooked.
Yeah, shit is kind of cooked. I can't get.
What do you mean? Y'all said I can't hear.
Yeah, just order one of them fucking TikTok mics, nigga.
I got you.
Exactly. I got you.
The ones that you can clip on your shirt?
Yeah.
Hey, Los. Oh, he not even here.
That nigga sleep. That nigga got a migraine.
I want his opinion on De'Aaron Fox requesting a trade.
He gonna cry.
He muted me.
He said he wasn't going to believe it until he requested it. So.
Hey, well, yeah. I was literally thinking about that shit when I read it. I need to pay it.
Like that bean.
He's out of there.
You said, put that bean.
This what? Ass is wild.
The fuck?
Wild. That is not what I said. Nigga start talking about the Kings.
They'll still have DeMar.
Nigga, I don't give a fuck about DeMar DeRozan anymore.
That's old, bro.
That nigga, y'all baby think? Zach LaVine.
Hey, Los.
Yeah, y'all hear me?
Yeah.
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 I was talking, but I talked to him.
What's your opinion on De'Aaron Fox requesting a trade, bro?
Sent him. It ain't happening.
That's what I said.
He requested it.
Nah, he ain't requested it, bro.
Nah, those were parody accounts.
That was Shams.
Nah, it was a parody account.
Nah, Sham said it, bro.
Nigga, look at the account.
Bro, I'm telling
you. That's what I was trying to tell you, nigga. That was a parody account.
I mean, if you do get traded anywhere.
Ain't when Dom the nigga to say, what'd you say about believing shit?
Believe half of what you see.
There you go.
Believe only half of what you see, bro.
If you do get traded, I think he might go to San Antonio.
Go play with
the Wiminettes. I'll go to the band.
Wiminettes.
Yeah, but that's if. You know what I mean?
I don't know. They said that Miami was in a run for him, too. Because of Bam.
I mean,
that's his college roommate.
Miami, Phoenix, LA.
I feel like Bam would be a big factor of his choice too. Niggas fuck with each other. Pause.
What?
I said pause, bro. You're too late. Too slow. Too slow. I don't know. What if he don't get traded and then he just sit out?
Bro, this nigga's sister bought him a perk and she wrapped that bitch up like a Christmas present.
Oh, brother.
We're cooked as a society.
I was about to say, bro. Hey, bro.
Only one? No.
That bitch is a perk 80.
Oh, yeah, she's going to die. Immediate opioid addiction.
Immediate. Start tweaking.
You said she's going to start tweaking?
Yeah.
Hell no, nah, she's just going to sleep and never wake up.
Yeah.
Bro, I want to be on one of them YouTube videos where you either got to pop the balloon or pass a bitch. Bro, I know. Look, them famous niggas be on that bitch wilding, but boy, I'm really going to be wilding.
Yes, everybody.
Nigga, I'm going to yes every bitch, and then I'm just going to be like, if we're not doing a fat-ass orgy right now, get the fuck out.
Nah, it is some niggas that, like, take multiple bitches.
Nah, I've seen that.
I think they said Charleston White did that shit.
I want nothing but the nasty hoes.
I seen a clip.
What?
A clip of this nigga, he was like, what did he say? He was basically saying, like, if you like to get your dick sucked, you gay. Because it's not pussy.
You can't make shit up, bro. Nah, bro, you know what? I was on, I don't remember if it was Tinder or if it was Hinge, bro. Bro, I saw this one chick. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, Shorty kind of cool. I'm going to swipe on her. Bro, I swiped on her, and then I went through her profile. Bro, Shorty was in a wheelchair.
In a wheelchair?
Yeah. I was like, I kind of hope we match. I ain't never dated a bitch in a wheelchair before. I'm trying to see what that about.
Hey, Pat is the embodiment of I just want to fuck every girl in the world.
But I just want to know what it's like.
I mean, shit, there's nothing wrong with not discriminating.
Nah, I'm never going to discriminate. I fuck an amputee. I don't give a fuck. I fuck a blind bitch. I don't give a fuck. If a bitch with Down syndrome bad enough, she can get the dick too.
Oh my god!
All right. What the fuck?
Hey, you like what that's you like? I guess, bro. Yeah.
This nigga said an amputee.
Nah, but I'm wondering, like a bitch in a wheelchair. Is she a paraplegic? Like, I'm wondering if like, is it pleasure for me or is it only pleasure for you know what I'm saying? Like, is it dual pleasure or is it only like pleasure for me?
Well, if she paralyzed waist down, she probably not gonna feel shit.
That's what I'm saying. So it's only pleasure for me.
That's crazy.
But what she's like, I'm only paralyzed from the thigh.
No, I think it's really only like crazy cases where like the genitalia stop working.
Nigga, what bullshit, nigga? Why you think them niggas be wearing diapers?
Pissing on yourself different than like having an orgasm, you don't think?
Nah.
No?
Nah, bro.
Pissing is the same as busting a nut. It's crazy.
It is, nah. Bro. You ain't never done it before?
You bro, ain't never. Don't even come out the same.
You ain't never nut pissed?
Go to the hospital.
I might need you to check.
Hey, that's the best advice he has gave so far. Shit.
Please.
Yes, people with paraplegia can experience orgasms, but the ability to do so depends on the number of factors, including the level of spinal cord injury and the individual's residual sensation.
Half of the throw to the wall.
Say, like, you got to be a serious case, probably. But I was gonna say, bro, like it's probably hella amputees fucking. Like they just not
to improve sexual satisfaction. People with paraplegia can try emptying their bladders and bowels before sexual activity, using a pillow or wedge to tilt their pelvis up toward. using verbal expression, sounds, or music to set the mood, sharing fantasies with their partners, looking at arousing images, using candles, incenses, or perfume. This shit cannot be made up.
Turn up. So basically do all the aphrodisiac shit.
I'm gonna put a paraplegia bitch in a swing.
The bitch legs gonna be flopping all over the place.
Bro, you know what? I'm just being a freaky ass nigga at this point. Bro, you know how like you push a bitch leg back while you fucking, bro, you gonna push a paraplegic bitch legs all the way.
Bro, that bitch is probably gonna break. She ain't gonna know when.
Nigga, I'm gonna tuck them behind her shoulders.
Bro, they're not broken, yes.
That's
they're
not broken. That's not broken.
Yes, it's retarded. Yes.
This dude finna put a bitch legs in it. Pat, you're sick as hell, nigga.
How?
Bro, come on, man. Damn.
Bro, I'm just saying what y'all thinking. That's it.
Wait, you're not.
Avance, what's wrong with this nigga fucking a paraplegic?
I don't know, man.
You know what? I bet there's an app. You know what? You know, I'm finna find an app. I know there's an app out there for this shit.
Bro, they need love, too. They definitely need love, too. They deserve love.
Do they?
Yeah. What do you mean, do they?
Like how he's saying? Man,
I mean, if they into it, why a person don't deserve what they into?
No, for sure. But the way he said, bro, Pat's nasty, man. Come on, man.
Yo, look at the group chat.
No, I'm not.
Oh my God, there's actually an app.
There's no way you found that shit that fast.
Well, you probably have to be like up there to sign up.
Yeah, fuck all that. They can suck my dick. Literally, literally.
Wow. Charleston White said that's gay.
Single parent dating app, bro. There's dating app for anything,
bro.
Oh, this shit not bro, real. What?
The world's getting weird, bro.
this is an app for anything.
Categorical dating apps is crazy. Like when you really think about it.
No, not even.
Categorical.
It's like a fetish shit. It's like
that
a fetish.
Is that a real word?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Categorical? That's a word.
Categorical.
If you asked that, I probably roast them.
It sounded right.
But no, I mean, you think about it, bro, because there's a niche for everything. There's a niche for everything. So like the same way like people have like kinks, it's the same thing for like dating.
There's a furry dating app.
I'm almost positive. If not, there's fucking Discord groups that you can find, I guarantee you.
That nigga said my plug is a furry.
There's a website.
There's definitely a website, I can guarantee. You know what? Let me there might be a website for it.
Bro, I gotta find that song. Furry Plug MP3.
Furry Plug
MP3. Yeah, bro, low stack.
You gotta get on SoundCloud. That nigga sleep.
No, that shit's actually on Twitter. I found it on Twitter. Let's see. No, that bitch actually go crazy.
Oh shit, Popo Medics dropped.
What is that?
It's a YouTube channel. This nigga be talking about like crazy like maybe like kind of like war stories and shit like that. Or like the like LA
the retired
heist.
Cop nigga?
No, that's a donut operator. Popo Medic is some other nigga. He might be, I don't know. But he be talking about like you ever heard of like the LA shootout or LA heist of like 1980 something? And like niggas like
the one that we reenacted
on GTA. GTA. Yeah. No, they said, bro, they said the real life
allegedly,
of that
allegedly.
Shit. They said the real life allegedly, of that shit allegedly. Was crazy.
Yeah, it was for like a couple hours, right?
Bro, yeah, like damn near all day. So, hey, you know, supposedly GTA, speaking of GTA, GTA 6 is supposed to have like, what's this shit called? Crypto, like cryptocurrencies on it. And like how is it?
Like
you
shit
can,
will be actually have actual worth?
Yeah, like you can create things and work for things and basically like sell it in game for like monetary value.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So like GTA 6 is supposed to, is the looks of it and the kind of concept of it is supposed to be like the game, like for the rest. Like I think after this GTA, they might stop making GTAs. Like that's kind
no,
of
yeah,
the concept
they,
of it.
I seen a video saying like because of how AI works, it's going to be very hard to create a new GTA because each GTA is like a generation skip.
Yeah.
Like, there's some sort of advances in each GTA. But the way AI works is, like, everything's just going to be getting pumped out, pause.
Well, basically, because remember how I was telling you about the 5M shit on PC, like the modding GTA? Basically,
they hired them niggas.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's how GTA 6 is going to be. So you can literally create almost anything.
Niggas finna have to get gas.
That's cool. I'm just going to rob the gas station. You can give me $50 out the register.
What is it called? I'm going to be working at Cluck and Bell.
You think it's still going to be in the game? I heard supposedly the cars are supposed to be, what do you call that shit? Avante left.
Real?
What was that shit called? Yeah, like real, but like oh, licensing. Licensing. They're finna get the licensing for vehicles.
So here's my theory, though. I feel like they're not going to do it.
Why not? I don't understand why they wouldn't.
The only reason I'm saying that, unless they do both, and the reason I'm saying that is because, nigga, they have real... Like, you can find a benefactor commercial now.
Nah, I get what you're saying. But, I mean, it's just, I guess, because it'll take, so, like I'm saying, with the whole concept of how you can kind of, like, after you, like, I guess, play the story mode of the game, you can create whatever you want out of the game. Niggas are already going to bring in cars anyway, so you might as well just have them shits in the game.
True.
And then just be able to add on to it or customize it however you want. Because that's how it is with, like, 5M. Like, niggas just bringing in Hellcats and fucking Batmobiles and shit like
mods
that.
And shit.
Yeah, so you might as well just already have it in the game.
True.
But in a sense, they do.
Yeah, it's just, it's more like niggas don't have Fords, niggas have fucking Mercurys type shit. Niggas had a Mercurys on the cars in the game. Like, what the fuck? Oh, he's back.
Nah, but niggas finna be trapping on GTA type shit.
I'm with
it. Get money on GTA trapping.
You say I gotta go to work, man.
I was gonna say some wild shit. I'm just gonna skip over what I was about to say. I'm gonna leave it alone.
You about to sell ass on GTA 6.
Nigga, I was finna traffic kids, nigga. Let me stop.
They're just gonna allow niggas to do anything on GTA?
Pretty much, bro. They already do. Nigga, I guarantee we can find a fucking GTA server on PC of niggas trafficking
kids. But at the same time, you can't kill the kid on Red Dead Redemption.
That's Red Dead Redemption. Bro, you see the mod of niggas did Red Dead Redemption? It was Woody and what's the horse name from Toy Story?
I don't know.
Bullseye. Name. It was Woody and Bullseye.
What, they put them on Red Dead?
Yes, bro.
I'm fucking weak.
Oh, man.
What's wrong with this nigga shit, boy?
Levante, you know that nigga Wi-Fi dookie.
Yeah, that Walmart Wi-Fi. Need
to disconnect his Wi-Fi off the phone and shit.
Yeah, home guy. He needs to do the hotspot.
Or use a hotspot. No, yeah, facts. I don't know. Does the hotspot Wi-Fi work well on a PlayStation?
Yeah. I mean, if you ain't trying to do, like, an insane amount of shit on it. I know I used to do it when I was in college and the Wi-Fi used to go out in the dorms. I used to do it just to watch, like, Netflix and shit.
I feel like it can handle that, but, like, well, yeah, we just in a Discord anyways.
Yeah. I mean, you could probably play, like a couple good Call of Duty games. I wouldn't put anything else. I wouldn't, like, run GTA on it or shit like that.
I was about to say, you play GTA and shit.
Your phone got petrified.
Like, fuck all that. Your data is you're gonna run the shit out of your data.
Some niggas got that unlimited hotspot.
Like, unlimited,
I think my
not
shit
unlimited, bro.
Yeah, true. Isn't it like after a certain amount of gigabytes, the shit like
it's,
slow down?
It's usually like 5, but like 5 gigs of data to like use like that is kind of hard. From a hotspot perspective, but from like just your day to day, that shit is easy to use.
Yeah, I'm using that an hour.
Nigga,
five
what?
Gigabytes an hour.
Nigga, what? What the fuck are you doing? This nigga downloading every government secret known to man. What the fuck? You said 5 gigs an hour. Yes, what the fuck, bro? As much porn as I watch, I couldn't even download that much. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah, but
so the way it works is like if you download a 5 gigabyte porn video, is that 5 gigabytes of data?
No, it's 5 gigabytes of memory. So it's
so
different.
How does
five gig? So the data is based off of, like, for example, like a YouTube page loading, right? That's data being like used. Like, so whenever you go into YouTube and you load a page or you load a video, bro, it's probably no more than like 5 megabytes.
Right.
Per like video. So if you think about it, it takes 1,000 megabytes to make, you know, a gig. So it would take you 1,000 YouTube videos to, you know, use 5 gigs of data. Think about that. Are you really watching 1,000 YouTube videos in a week?
How you finna do it, Yes?
What's your plan? I'm finna put one phone. One phone on for the rest of the day. I mean, for y'all said I got an hour, right?
Nigga gonna put on a fucking 45-hour compilation video from YouTube.
Wait, time out. They making a new Dynasty Warriors game.
Nigga, nobody playing that shit.
But y'all niggas didn't used to play Dynasty Warriors?
But ain't nobody gonna play that shit now.
I'm about to watch the trailer.
This shit play Duke. Wante, your shit fixed or not, nigga?
No, he said it wasn't.
This nigga. Yeah. Oh, that bullshit ass mic. Jesus Christ.
He just AWOL. What's
my mic bad?
Well, your mic been bad. We been told you, nigga.
I don't think
I'm here. Bad, bro. Damn.
I don't think it's that bad, bro.
He took an intermission, y'all.
It ain't bad as yes, because I don't know what the fuck you just said.
He said he took an intermission. Nah, maybe your headset just trashed, Pat. You ever think about that?
Nigga, stop.
Yeah, he is broke, so.
Says the nigga who can't fucking buy a cord to plug his mic up. Shut the fuck up.
I have it. I already have that cord.
Bitch, plug it in. What the fuck?
I returned the headset. That shit was not working. That shit was trash.
Nigga, I'm talking about the mic we used to record the podcast, bro.
Oh, yeah, I gotta get that mic. I gotta get that cord. Yeah.
Tripping. Tripping, chief.
That nigga tweaking.
That nigga off of perk 80.
Perk 1000.
Perk 1000 is nuts.
Nigga, you're what? Never waking up. He said perk 1000 is nuts. That's kind of crazy.
That's not what I said.
Nah, cuz, that's what you said. This nigga schmiss. Why are you smacking, cuz?
Are you hungry? Ice cream is nuts.
Anyway, ice cream.
Oh my gosh! Why are you saying? Why you keep saying that, bro?
Ice cream is kind of fire right now.
Who's eating ice cream right now?
Nah, nigga, you tweaking. Ice cream kind of fire.
I can
low-key
go for a little vanilla ice cream.
A little way. A little way.
Just vanilla? Weirdo.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm like, I don't like sweet shit. I don't like a lot of sweet shit. Bro.
Oh my god.
What's wrong with that? I'm a savory nigga, bro.
You a sweet ass nigga.
No.
Nigga say he's a savory nigga.
What's wrong with that?
Hey, I don't know.
I like fruit rolls.
What did you say, Yes?
Nothing.
Dobby, bro, stop. Stop with the freaky shit.
That nigga humping his pillow.
Bro is going crazy over here.
Nigga just pour water on his balls again.
Animal cruelty, bro.
Animal cruelty for water on the balls? It's crazy. Nah, he's trying to wash that nigga nuts.
Cleaning him. Nah, facts.
Oh, God. You ain't a spray bottle next.
Hell
no. You get a spray bottle on that nigga nuts.
Bro, Dobby, bro. Stop.
You see the video I sent on Twitter of the cat playing with the dog's balls?
Bro, that shit had me dying.
Oh my god, bro. Internet is insane now. It's so crazy you can see the perspective of somebody else's life now.
I hate it.
Oh my god, here go you this hate nigga, it? Bro. Here go this nigga.
Ugh, I hate everything. I hate going outside.
I'm not okay, but we're gonna be alright.
Why you hate everything, Yes?
Who said I do?
Bro, this is Yes right now. Look at the group chat.
Why you hate it, man? Why you? Oh my god, this nigga is actually sitting on this nigga.
That's that nigga Yash right there. Not okay, but he's gonna be alright. Bro, I ain't gonna lie, that's such a stupid ass line.
Bro, why is this? I want to know the backstory to this Earl Shrug.
That's the video.
Off of Earl?
Though the new song he dropped over the trap beat, nigga, that's the line he said. Yeah, bro, that's the line that nigga say. He said we not okay, but we gonna be alright. He do that fucking shrug.
Bro, I didn't know he cut his hair.
Yeah, he been cut the dreads off. Nigga, like a whole uncle now.
Don't he got like kids and shit?
Nah, I know he got a chick though that I think he's finna marry or some shit like that.
Oh, I thought he had kids.
Nigga, this spider the like,
corner, like Israelites.
Hey, that shit.
I think he said we on the corner like a Jew.
Pretty much. We not okay, but we gonna be alright. What the nigga say about the dice? How you say that shit though?
Fuck. Some about 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
Some look like they got loaded today.
Yeah.
That shit
so clean.
Man, I ain't gonna lie, he was going crazy on that bitch.
Nah, fuck. That shit was lit.
Ooh.
But it make you think like put niggas in other like genre rap and see how they really sound. But like
what
that
kind
Tyler
of beat was that again?
It was a trap beat.
I can't even think of the beat right now.
But like Tyler, you heard Tyler on the Hey Now remix?
Oh yeah, I seen that shit.
Hey Now, see now, nigga, I'm that man. They say he sounded like Lil B from the Pack, and I can kind of see that.
That nigga, I was thinking about it the other day, right? And that nigga's kind of a hypocrite.
Who, Tyler?
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Like low key.
Oh.
Cause like if you listen to his shit, right? Like.
Oh man.
No, I'm not hating because it's hard, bro. Like it's fire, bro.
Nah, his new shit trash. Fuck it.
But like when you listen to his music, bro, he don't make music like a West Coast nigga. Like he do all types of genres. So how can he say anything about anybody else's music?
But nah, he's more on the like I think I guess what he kind of goes after is he's like he's very musically sound, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Like he's really into like production. He's
like
into
him.
Production, composing, instrument, like sample. Like he's into it all. He's not just into like, oh yeah, nigga, I'm a West Coast nigga. Like he's
right.
Into,
like he a musician.
He a musician. Yeah, yeah. That's the easy way to put it. So I can understand his concept when it comes to like how he kind of like critiques certain shit.
But at the same time, well, because his thing was like, I don't know. Does Ian produce his own beats?
I mean, nah. Yeah.
Even if he does, but like,
no. But I don't I'm saying think he like, does. Like he, like how he was talking about, like the niggas' voice is probably what he's trying to say. Because I don't think Ian's cadence is nothing like Future's. Like, do y'all think so?
Nah, but he was saying it too because that nigga was shitting on like Gucci and shit. He was like, nigga, how you gonna shit on a nigga that paved your way? Like, that's kind of what he was saying too.
Oh, okay, I see what you mean.
Yeah, that's basically what Tyler was saying more than anything. He was like, nigga, like you shitting on the niggas that really gave you like your dollars, like
yeah,
come
they
fuck
paved
on.
The lane, yeah. Type shit. They made
like how Avante said, like Harden gave niggas their back.
Oh my gosh, that was the most insane glazing I've heard.
Yes, sir. Hey. We'll talk about it next episode. The chatting.
Where's the outro? Who's the outro?
Who's Ian?
He ain't got a song with Gucci? Fuck no.
I don't know. Let me see.
She might. He actually might.
No, he got a song with Gucci. I'll be actually
you know,
nuts.
Gucci need a fucking.
Be crazy.
That nigga need
bro,
a
keep saying
an industry
though.
Plant. You know that nigga.
Said
he
what?
Got it. He got that one artist.
Said Gucci need an industry plant now. You know. Yeah, he got that white boy, don't he?
I'm tripping.
Yeah.
I'm
nah, that nigga kind of tough, though. I can't cap.
I'm tripping.
With who?
A song
with Chief.
Chief Keef? Yeah. Yeah. You know, Chief Keef needed an industry plant, too. That nigga fell off.
You said Chief Keef fell off? You're smoking dick, brother.
What that nigga say in the beginning of Los Sosa?
You bitch of Los Sosa?
This nigga. Nah, the fucking, the intro. The nigga in the car screaming.
Stop fucking playing with him. Y'all know that nigga's got caught with a ratchet. Shooting at the fucking police and shit.
Man, I hate being sober. I'm a smoker. I'm a drinker. I hate my little water.
Did 50 retire?
What, 50 Cent?
Yeah. You think he's going to make more music? Like, individual? Like, drop another album?
Well, I don't know, because Dr. Dre, Eminem, and Snoop was talking about some shit, so I don't know. You know,
yeah,
you
they
know,
got him on the album.
On Snoop's newest album.
Or no. Was it? Yeah. I think he did.
Well, no, I don't think he was on it. I don't think 50 was on it.
Let me see.
I gotta download it. I was listening to it.
Then they be trolling too much.
Keep his album
down. Nah. Yo, 50 was on the album. It's him, yeah, and
Eminem.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I don't know. They might do something. Cause supposedly, like Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine supposed to be making like some big ass like move in the record label. Like, I guess they supposed to be like Denver taking over that bitch. So,
like the whole
Or like becoming like CEO heads of like Interscope or whatever. I don't know what the whole you know.
I know Dr. Dre got some fucking classics in the tuck.
Nigga, can we get the detox? The fuck?
Nah, we not getting that yet.
Nigga said yet. That nigga gonna be dead before that whole drop.
I was about to say he old as fuck.
Nah, but I think he gonna say fuck it and he's gonna have to drop like a lot of his classics.
Nigga, what if he dropped Detox and there's nothing but Kendrick on that hoe?
Nah, I don't think so.
What if that's Kendrick's album? That'd be, boy, nigga, that'd be insane.
Yo,
I think it's gonna be a lot of them on that joint, though. For real. I don't wanna say who I think is gonna be on it, though, but, you know, Don be hating and shit, so.
Why do I catch a story? Why do you say fuck
you? I know you don't like Game, bro, but he definitely gonna be on the Detox.
Growing up, I was confused, my mama kissing the girl.
Nah, that's a classic, damn.
That nigga weird, bro.
Daddy ain't around, probably out committing felonies.
That nigga said.
I said, hey, check out my other.
That nigga said, I heard you used to be a male stripper, so I don't want to fight you, pussy ass nigga.
I can't cap. Yeah, Thug would have got his fucking ass beaten.
Hell no.
You crazy as fuck. Nah, you tweaking now. You absolutely fucking tweaking.
He put the YNs on that nigga,
oh
bro.
Oh, my God, bro.
Oh, hey, my God. Game went to Chicago and made Dirk in a club. Come on, man. What are we talking about?
Oh, my gosh. Who gives a fuck, bro? He made him in the club? You think a nigga going to kill him in the club?
Why not?
Why not? Niggas Why not?
Nigga, they kill Vaughn outside the club. Fuck is you talking about?
Yeah, not in Chicago.
Nigga, it don't matter.
A lot of niggas.
It does, nigga. If you kill somebody in Chicago, you're going to jail, my nigga.
Nigga,
what the fuck, Atlanta?
you can self defense. That's why the nigga didn't even go to jail. What are you talking about?
Oh my God. All right, bro.
So the nigga that killed Vaughn went to jail?
I thought he did.
For a little bit.
I mean, of course you got to go to trial and shit, but nigga, it's self defense.
He set up the fence.
No charge.
How did he set up the fence? Was it a picket fence?
Yes. White picket fence. White
self-defense. That shit is crazy.
Nah, you can't just kill a nigga in Chicago.
Nah, I think they just became a fucking, like, a constitutional state.
He said when he met this nigga in the club.
Oh, yeah. I don't think then they were. Yeah.
I was like Dirk with short dreads.
I think that was Fade Dirk.
No, man,
That was Fade Dirk with the fat white baby mama.
I ain't gonna lie though, the game be capping though.
How?
Bro, that's on camera,
bro. Cause this nigga will be like apologizing to niggas, but then he go to the interview and.
Dom, didn't that nigga beat a whack 100?
Okay, who the fuck? Whack 100 be on Clubhouse all day.
No, that wasn't Whack 100. He beat up somebody else.
No, I thought he beat up two niggas. On and camera. Whack 100 was one of them.
Nah. Yeah, on camera. Nah. He beat that nigga up on camera.
No, he definitely beat that nigga up, bro. Am I tweaking?
Like, you talking about when he was young as fuck, right?
Yeah.
Nah, it wasn't Whack 100. It was somebody different.
Let me see. I'm going to Google it.
Oh, God.
I thought he did beat up somebody, though. But I'm just saying, like, I don't know, bro. The nigga just gay, bro.
Nah, because I think they fuck with each other. Who did he beat up?
40 Glock.
40, there you go, there you go.
Damn, he beat that nigga on camera, holding the camera. He beat that nigga up with one hand.
Nah, but that nigga punched a cop.
Who, the game?
Yes.
What the fuck? Was he off duty?
Yeah, they was at a pro-am.
See, I knew it. That nigga weird.
How's that nigga weird?
That nigga was probably playing in that hoe, like nigga.
No, they were.
Bitch ass nigga, what the fuck?
I
know exactly what you're talking about.
And I think the cop pressed charges too, if I'm not mistaken.
Good, good.
This nigga said good.
Good.
Yeah.
I think yes.
What's wrong? What's wrong with
what?
What's wrong with following the law, nigga? Why he can't call the cops? Why he can't? Why? He did. He literally did.
Wait, okay. So what I said the other day, that shit ain't wild.
What?
Nigga, what'd I say? 5K and stolen merchandise and then
AK and stolen merchandise in one hour fucking high speed pursuit. You telling me you ain't getting jail time off that shit?
Bro, that's a felony.
No, if you get all three charges, definitely. But there ain't no way they got all three charges.
But how in the fuck do you not get all three charges?
But you're saying just cause you can have a felony and not go to prison.
Nah, but AK is definitely a felony.
Felonious
theft? I don't think they put you in prison for that.
Shit, it depends what state you in. They definitely lock your ass up. Nigga, they will lock your ass up. Yeah, in Texas, they will lock your ass up.
They probably be like, you should have shot the motherfucker.
So you probably should have just let some shit go. Fuck. AK is a lot of shit, bro. AK is a lot of shit.
Nigga, they ran. Bro, it was four deep. They ran into a Dick Sporting Goods snatch and run.
Oh, they probably split it up.
I see what you're saying. Nah, hell no. Give each one of them niggas AK. Fuck it.
Nah, they didn't.
Nigga, think about it. AK out of a pause. Dick Sporting Goods is. That's wild.
AK out of a.
Because now. When you take that into consideration. $2,000 of stolen merchandise is in the felony.
I think it still is. No, if I'm not mistaken, well, in the state of Texas,
I think it's 25.
It is. This was in Florida. Let me see.
I think in Texas it's 2,500.
But what does it say? 5,000? That's still crazy. You said what? 8,000?
It was 8,000. Yeah, 2,500 in the state of Texas. Florida.
Cause you know, like,
nigga, no, nah, they should have went to jail. Nigga, $750 is a felony in the state of Florida.
That's what I'm about to say.
Nigga, you still a PlayStation? You going to jail?
You're done.
But this is the digital.
Nigga, that's
this is the digital.
That whole cheap is cheaper. It's cheaper.
Is it?
Yeah.
Nah, no way.
It's cheaper. Digital one is cheaper. Yeah, it's like $50 cheaper. It used to be $100 cheaper. Real nigga like me.
We'll see them. They won't get too crazy in the pen.
Yeah, nah, but that's wild, bro. Okay, even if you do split it up, though, Dom, yeah, like, niggas got to go to jail. Come on.
Okay, well, at least, no. So, for example, because you said they got 5 years of probation, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so at least this is in the state of Texas. I'm going to look up Florida after. But it says, depending on a person's criminal history, probation or deferred adjudication may be an option for a second-degree felony in Texas.
Yeah,
but probation maybe 2 years to 10 years.
I do know this though. In the state of Texas, you got to pay that shit back if they don't recover. Yeah, so like, that's the part of it. But then too, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I can't cap a nigga on 5 year probation definitely going to jail. I'm sorry, a nigga that's already getting, bro. There's no way you're gonna sit still for 5 years. I'm sorry.
Okay, here.
Niggas is fucking up.
This is probably why they didn't go to prison. Let me see. It says, when a person is convicted of a felony in Florida, for example, they will not necessarily face a mandatory prison sentence. Indeed, the courts rely on a complex score sheet prepared by the state's attorney to determine whether the prison is necessary for a given crime.
Okay. Pretty much, well, bro, I think every state need to do what California doing. I think every state need to have a three strike.
Well, you know, like one, I forgot, I think it's New York. Like, you can steal, like, up to 9,000 merchandise and you don't even get charged.
No, it's California. It's California.
9,000?
It's up there. Yeah, it's an insane amount.
Like, something crazy. Like, whenever they first changed the law, bro, it was, like, hella videos. And
niggas just walking in, like, CVS's, yeah. And a bunch of
and they'd be like, don't touch me, and just walk straight out the hell.
9,000, though?
Yeah, you can't do nothing. You can't do nothing. Like, as a worker, you can't do nothing.
That's when you, as a fucking civilian, just gotta beat the shit out of somebody.
Just let more civilians do civil arrest?
Honestly.
Civil arrest is crazy. Them niggas probably got the tool on them.
Nah, shit, most of them niggas do not. Most
nigga, did y'all see the video of the two niggas trying to rob the gas station and the cop walks in?
No, it wasn't a cop, it was a security guard.
Bro, he said, I don't give a fuck if you finna die.
He said, the gun fake. He said, but mine real. Yeah.
Damn. No, he shot the other nigga somewhere else, though.
I don't think he shot both of them.
What?
Man, he shot the nigga off camera first.
Man. He shot a nigga definitely in the arm. The second nigga shot the nigga's arm.
Yeah, you can see that shit.
Whoa, what?
He said, I'm shot? He said, yes, the fuck you are.
Nah, bro. You see the one, is the old white
man. Hey, hold
man.
On, my bad.
What happened?
That's terrible timing, bro. That's horrible.
What old white man?
The old white man was running the gas station. They tried to rob that nigga. That nigga hit that nigga with a slug.
Oh, he shot his arm off?
Yes. No, he didn't shoot his arm off, but the nigga, yeah, bro, he shot that nigga with a slug, and the nigga said, He shot my arm off!
He blew his arm off?
Nah, he didn't, but, like, nigga hit him with a slug.
This shit was fucked up, though. Yeah. Think about that.
A slug? Nah, fuck
Even
that,
Even if it
nigga.
Wasn't a slug, bro, from how close he shot that nigga, his arm would be fucked up. He better be lucky it was a slug, honestly.
No, I realized. I'd rather it been birdshot or buckshot.
Birdshot, and then you just get shot in your whole upper body.
No,
at that
fuck
point?
That. No.
It'd be alright.
This is where I realized I fucked up.
Ain't gonna be kidding, but I'm gonna be alright.
Oh, this is how you knew. He fucked up.
Nah, facts, nigga. A slug? Nah, I'm cool.
Yeah, dog. I'm gonna get shot at all. I ain't gonna take a slug, bro. I'm definitely taking birdshot over a slug.
I'm doing the right thing. I ain't gonna lie.
That too, for sure.
Nigga said, I'm doing the right thing.
What if I had to pick?
What were you even gonna rob a ghost gas station for?
I mean, niggas be having bread, but don't be
$152.
Nah, you can get a solid couple bands off that.
A couple bands? You think so?
Bro, you don't realize how much like business gas stations do, bro.
Nah, but the thing is,
a lot of shit be
card
though.
Not a lot. No, I mean, don't get me wrong, a lot of businesses do, but.
Well, at least whenever I went to the gas station when I was going to school and shit, whenever our shit got to like, I think it was like,
you gotta take the cash out.
You drop it.
Deposit.
Yeah.
You gotta take the cash out.
There gotta be a certain amount dropped off.
But I mean, you never know shit. Niggas just
nah, but
bread.
Shit, they just that score sheet said they didn't need to go to jail.
But yeah, no, nah,
according to my calculations.
Nah, I think every state should drop the three strike policy. Three felonies and your ass is in jail for life. Fuck it.
That's what you think?
Bro, oh God, that's what I think.
For life.
That's crazy. A lot of felonies.
That's what like, I'm saying,
what
bro.
What if they're like three felonious speeding tickets?
But are you talking about? But it's not in concurrent type shit or not concurrent. What I'm trying to say, like, let's see, like you get arrested one time and you got like three felony charges. That's just one strike. So you do your time, you get out, you do some more shit, that's strike two.
No, I'm saying like...
You're talking about three back-to-back.
Yeah.
You deserve to go to jail. You deserve to go to jail.
For life?
For life, nigga.
What is it like? Technically 30 over the speed limit? Technically?
Yeah, 30.
Yeah, 30.
God damn, nigga.
Nah, but most of the time they don't... But most of the time they don't even charge them with felonious speeding. They take them to court. And they charge them with just reckless driving most of the time.
Yeah, a lot. They usually.
But don't. Think about it. Technically, 30 over the speed limit, three separate times. That's crazy.
You deserve to go to jail for life.
For life, though. What the fuck?
That's I don't know.
For nigga, life is wild.
Nigga can't control his car. What makes you think he can control his?
I don't know. That's crazy.
For life is wild, bro. I don't know.
That just tells me that Dom would be one of them niggas to get three consecutive felonious speeding charges.
No, I definitely well, but like they did, like what you said. I definitely have.
They
been 30
dumped
over.
Them down to reckless. Yeah, exactly.
30 over
times.
Hell yeah!
Multiple?
My first. No, not multiple. My first ever speeding ticket, I was going 30 over.
Nah, same. Nah, I was doing 27.
But
the nigga,
10.
the way he did it with me was, I was going 30 over, but he was like, I'm going to just put that you did 25 over, bro.
That's real shit.
Yeah, he a real nigga, man.
So you really want to, really?
If he was a real nigga, he just wouldn't have pulled me over, you know what I'm saying?
That's not how it works, though. Yeah, it was really speeding. Dumbass.
Hey, bro, I was speeding to go get my books for college, bro.
That's not how it works, though.
He got to take that into consideration, bro.
Did he ask you why you were speeding?
No, he should have, though. He should have.
Exactly, dude.
How is he ever supposed to govern our community
without
all the facts, bro?
You know what he hit you with? He said, you know why I pulled you over?
type shit. I ain't gonna lie. Every time they ask me that, I'd be like, nah. They'd be like, you were speeding. Do you know how fast you're going? I'd be like, nah, I wasn't. I swear I was going 45, bro.
So you have Sunday intelligence. That's crazy.
Bro, next time I get pulled over, I'm going to start digging in my pockets.
Hey, you know some of them niggas pull you over and they don't.
Hey, you might die.
Yo, they gonna clock those shit.
Why would you do that?
Nah, but some of them niggas don't be actually clocking you. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, yeah, they don't.
They got to meet the quota.
A quarter?
So if they not clocking you, bro, they, you know what I'm saying? You can be
he
like.
He said they not cocking you.
Oh, my gosh,
this,
bro.
This nigga game.
Yeah, she said that?
Yes. Yeah, I sound like Pat to you? Yeah, I said they be having quarters.
Damn, he said, do I sound like Pat to you?
No, I never said that.
That's what you said, bro? You said they be having pockets full of quarters.
Nah, bro.
You said they got a coin purse?
They
coin purse is great. Coin purse. All right, auntie.
Oh, I'm about to crash out. I'm about to play Ultimate Team.
Whoa.
We're going to have to go ahead and end this episode.
Oh, my God. It's already 12, and we got an hour and 30 minutes in.
They got to end the show.
Not really. You just got to pull the audio. That's simple.
Got to pull what?
Yo. Yeah.
The chicken.
Did you just say you got to pull the cock to you? It's crazy.
What the heck?
Jerk chicken. Jerk chicken. Body boy.
Nah, bro. This nigga just handed. I don't know where this at, like what country this is, but this nigga just like handed some indigenous people a Sprite bottle and asked them to open that.
Oh, yeah, they was biting on the fucking cap bottle and shit. That shit's crazy. That. You cannot do shit like that.
Bro, you ain't see the nigga that had the indigenous people hitting the vapes and them niggas got addicted like ASAP?
Oh, yeah.
Hell no.
They gotta stop doing shit like that.
They never been exposed to no shit like that.
At all.
Just fucking drop them niggas some porn magazines and keep it moving.
Nah, facts.
Bro, them bitches, they be having their titties out already.
Nah, bro,
but they don't sexualize that shit.
Oh, God.
That's what I'm saying. So what makes you think they would sexualize the bitch with her titties?
When they see a bitch, spread eagle on a drop down page.
That's crazy.
Bro, it gotta be some bad bitches in indigenous indigenous countries, bro.
No, bro, because they damn near all fucking, what do you call that shit, inbred.
Oh, you right.
So they might have some fat ass titties, but they might have a beans face. Yeah, beans. Let's say you
a beans face.
All right.
But you're not fucking with the indigenous baddies?
Nah.
I might.
We know.
He's a hater.
You not fucking with the indigenous baddies, yes?
Oh, I do.
So what the fuck?
Indigenous? Nah, I'm probably not doing it. I'm
just
because
they're indigenous don't mean that they from like a third world or like not civilized. You can be like indigenous to
like Ethiopia, like Ethiopian like baddie. They got some bad bitches out there. Okay. I digress.
I heard South Alabama, dude.
South fuck Alabama. You. Shut the fuck up. They probably got no bad bitches in South Alabama.
I heard Northern Idaho.
Alright. Yeah, he's just chatting.
I heard, Northern Wisconsin? I heard Chernobyl, Russia.
Chernobyl, Russia? Russia might have some bad bitches, I ain't gonna lie.
Chernobyl?
You know what Chernobyl is?
Nah.
Look at that radioactive
have a hand
say.
Growing out of her head.
One more, yes, Pat? One more?
Let's see. For the
podcast over?
Antarctica definitely got some bad hoes.
Antarctica don't got no hoes.
You crazy, none. Bro. Them penguins be having some titties on them.
Oh, what the fuck? All right, yeah, we got to cut that shit out way before then.
What's wrong with the penguin titties?
With the penguin titties?
What the fuck,
bro? I'm not saying you got to fuck with them, but if they got
what
titties,
the?
Bro.
No, stop. What the fuck?
Chicken got breast. Nobody be hating on chicken breast.
You suck on on chicken breast?
Yes.
What? You suck on them?
You never sucked on a chicken breast?
No, I have never sucked on a chicken breast.
Never ate the turkey ass?
This is a sick nigga.
Y'all two are sick. Dom, that was a crazy statement you just did right there, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Bro, you never sucked on a chicken breast
bro,
before?
Bro, we got the podcast right there.
Hey, look at the group chat. Look at the group chat.
No, I'm not.
So you eating the chicken breast, you not sucking on it?
Why would I suck on a... On what?
It's already on your mouth, bro.
What?
The chicken right, breast bro, is already on, in your mouth.
Stop.
Bro, you tripping. So you just not tasting your food?
Yes, your boy.
You're not tasting your food, bro?
Yes, your boy. Why would you say that, bro? Why would you say it like that, though? That was crazy.
I'm tasting my food. Yo, what the fuck? What's wrong with chicken breast?
No, Pat, I'm not looking at the group chat. I'm not.
Why are you making chicken breast weird?
Nah, that's not what you said, though.
Sucking on chicken breast? What's weird about that?
That's not what you even said before that. Are you crazy?
Why are you sexualizing animals right now? That's really wild.
Nah, you said it, though.
Yeah, I'd be sucking on chicken breasts. What the fuck is the issue?
I'm not okay, but we're gonna be alright.
What's the issue with sucking on chicken breasts, bro? Am I missing something here? So when you bust a fresh chicken breast out the wrapper, bro.
Where's he going?
Your old neighbor, bro.
Nigga, I'll spend money for some chicken breast, nigga.
Okay,
so what's wrong with me sucking on it? If I spend my money on it, what's wrong with me sucking
stop,
on it?
Stop, bro, that's crazy. Stop.
It's not bro, crazy, stop. Bro. You just thinking of it weird,
bro. Stop, bro. Stop.
You want me sucking on your food, bro? You definitely suck on your food, bro.
You said you be sucking on your food, bro.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, yes, get your boy, man.
Nah,
get
this is not boy. My boy, brother. This is
yes, he be sucking on chicken breast too.
Damn, that's not his boy.
You
right,
sucking
bro.
On chicken breast, bro? You done sucked on chicken breast before?
You saw it, bro. You heard him. That's not his boy.
I think a professional that's ball not. Handler, bro. I'm not worried about him.
Bro, stop.
He could have been sucking on chicken breast. Instead, he wanted to be a professional ball handler and shit. That shit crazy.
You're making up stuff, bro.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
And you sent the baby oil, bro. This shit all happened in a span of 20 minutes, bro.
There's a throwaway.
This shit happened in a span of 20 minutes, yes.
It's all Photoshop, bro. You can't prove it, bro.
That motherfucker is not real.
The proof is in the
facts. I'm about to say facts.
The proof is in the pudding, bro.
Nah, niggas like
pudding.
He said, nah, niggas like pudding.
This nigga freaky, bro. This nigga freaky. I'm sucking on the chicken breast, though.
And that's niggas tripping.
So niggas will suck on a chicken bone, but they don't suck on a chicken breast. It's crazy. Y'all niggas freaky as fuck.
What
y'all
made
niggas
you say that?
Sucking on bone? Nah.
Y'all niggas freaky, bro, because y'all
what
niggas not sucking on
that?
Y'all niggas not sucking on chicken breast, bro, but y'all niggas sucking on chicken bone.
What made you say that, though?
Because y'all freaky, what bro. I'm what did Catwave say? We exposing all these niggas this year, bro.
I only eat boneless wings, so I don't know what you're talking about. Oh.
That's just chicken
You be sucking on chicken nuggets is crazy.
What is that? What the fuck?
You be sucking on chicken tenders.
That's
a freaky
ass shit. It's crazy. No, niggas, don't do that.
You a wild nigga, crazy, man. You a wild. You said the bone is out of that hoe. You a freak.
You are crazy, nigga.
That nigga said his chicken be boneless. He be sucking on boneless chicken, nigga.
Who does that?
You just said that shit.
No, I didn't.
You should have sucked on some chicken breast, bro.
Huh? I should have what?
You should have just sucked on some chicken breast, bro. You'd be straight.
This y'all boy?
That's y'all boy. He be sucking on chicken bones.
That's you.
That's
nah,
you,
bro. Nah. Chicken
breast. You
ain't
looking in the mirror. Say
that's
that.
You.
Chicken breast only.
Pack, it's your boy, man. Eat your heels.
But that nigga said penguins got some fire titties, nigga. Why are you going to him for help?
That's your schoolmate, man.
Look at the group chat. Look at the group chat.
Y'all be tripping. I'm not looking at the group chat, bro. End this shit.
We out. You're a freaky nigga, Vontae. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
We out of here.